In this sixth Sunday of Epiphany, we begin chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. Here again, Paul is concerned with the infighting among the Corinthian church. He uses that same example he used in chapter 1 about members pitting themselves against one another by claiming allegiance to a particular Christian teacher, saying, "I belong to Paul," or "I belong to Apollos." Paul's intent in this chapter is to demonstrate that the people of the Church of Corinth have stunted their spiritual growth. Their lack of spiritual maturity was a great embarrassment and shame to Paul. Their carelessness about their spiritual health was inhibiting the individual and corporate growth of the Church of Corinth. And just as Paul said these difficult things to the Corinth church 2,000 years ago, he could say the same to much of the Christian church today. For example, take a minute to consider yourself. How do you consider yourself a Christian? When you think of being a Christian, is being a Christian sort of like being Irish or Czech or African American? Or is being Christian like being a first chair violin in the symphony, or fluent in a foreign language, or a triathlete? When I posed that question to myself, I realized I considered being a Christian to be like a nationality. We're baptized and we become Christians. I was aghast. I'm an ardent proponent of adult education and lifelong learning, and I was even the diocesan chair of the Christian Formation Commission. In a very real sense, Christianity is not intended to be part of us in the same way our nationality is. Christianity is something we must continually practice in order to maintain and develop. In the same way we must practice the violin, or a language, or physical athleticism. When you stop and think about it, of course it makes sense. Of course we need to regularly stretch and exercise our spiritual muscles to keep being excellent Christians. Yet why is that so rarely a part of our reality? Why is it that we easily ask one another how comps are going, or if you're ready for next month's conference, or if you've gotten on your bike much recently? But on the other hand, we almost never ask one another, how is your prayer life? Or what are you reading for spiritual nurture these days? Or where did you find God in the world last week? I believe we're not asking these questions because we've miscategorized our Christianity. Because we do become children of God in our baptism, we have assumed that our Christianity is fixed rather than something we need to practice. How wrong we are. To be a strong, healthy, maturing Christian, we need to not simply be children of God and that's it. We need to make time daily and weekly to focus on and nurture our own spirituality. We need regular, concerted practice to keep our spiritual muscles strong and flexible, and to learn to see and hear God in the world around us. Now for a little reality check. Is this hypothesis something you can buy into? Is it? Okay. I hope so. If this is so, I'd like to invite you into that paradigm shift where your own Christianity is something you need to nurture, you need to practice regularly instead of merely something you are. This regular spiritual nurture and practice has a code name in the church. These practices, which are used to keep our spiritual selves strong and healthy, are called spiritual disciplines. And I have to confess here, for the last 20 years, I have been wrestling with my spiritual directors about spiritual disciplines. For me, the word discipline has so much baggage around it. I couldn't see the freedom in these practices. But spiritual discipline is in no way related to punishment. And spiritual disciplines aren't intended to remove the joy from your life. And a spiritual discipline does not need to be a fixed, unchanging thing. If you have a hang-up over the phrase spiritual disciplines, I pray that you will get over it. And in less than 2 decades. So if our Christianity is something we must practice regularly, instead of something we simply are, then we need to find and encourage ways of practicing. The classic spiritual disciplines are excellent tools for our practice. There are many of them. So everyone will be able to find something that is life-giving, something that is challenging, something that is edifying in a way that is important to our spiritual life. Our Lenten program this year, which doesn't begin for a month, will focus on spiritual disciplines. We'll use the book Celebration of Discipline by Richard Foster as our text. It's not required reading, but if you happen to be someone who has thought of your Christianity as something you are, rather than something you practice, I commend the book to you. If you go to our website, www.harcourtparish.org, and click on Store, it's the first book displayed. The rich content of this book can keep you practicing and growing for decades to come. I invite you this year to become not simply a Christian, but to become a practicing Christian. Find a practice that flexes and strengthens your spirituality. Find something that ignites your passion, or scares you just a little, or gives you a thirst for more. Find a practice that at least for a season can take hold of your life and help you deepen your practice of Christianity. Because Christian is not simply something we are. Christianity is something we practice. And we all need more practice. Amen.